well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. And go not now, and now go to, I will tell you what I will do with my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. And I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. I will lay it waste, and shall not, it shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looketh for judgment, and behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. Woe unto them that join houses to house, till there can be no place that they might be alone in the midst of the earth. In mine ears, saith the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, and great and fair cities without inhabitants. Shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield an epath. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, and continue until night, and wine in harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe and wine are in their feasts. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude, and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, sin as it were with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed, hasten his work that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know. Call evil good, and good evil, and put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto the wise in their own eyes, and the prudent in their own sight. Woe unto the mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, who justify the wicked of their for reward, and take away from him the righteousness of the righteous. Therefore shall the fire devour the stubble, and the flame consume the chaff. Their root shall be rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them. And carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets, for all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still, and he will lift up an ensign to the nations from afar, and will hiss unto them from the ends of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly, and none shall weary nor stumble among them. None shall slumber nor sleep, neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoe be broken, whose arrows can be sharp, and all their bows bent, and their horses' hoofs shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like the whirlwind, and their roaring like a lion. They shall roar like young lions, yea, they shall roar and lay hold of their prey, and shall carry away safe, and none shall deliver that land in that day shall they roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if they look unto the land, behold, darkness.